So this is Build a Better Business, and we are talking about serving is selling. Our serving is selling. And so when we talk about serving is selling, we are borrowing someone else's platform. And the best way to borrow someone else's platform is to find some influencers that your message works with their message. At the end of the day, your audience would be the same. And then you want to come alongside and serve that particular influencer. And so Debbie just had a question on how did I find out about a collaboration, author collaboration project? And it's because I chose a gal as an influencer, and Ruth did too. And Ruth and I jumped in. And Ruth, has it not just been the most amazing process for both of us?
I mean, I have grown. I started on Clubhouse, which is where Kathy is going to go with this, less than 6 months ago.
Yeah.
It was in October. And actually, it was on your deal that you pushed us.
Yes.
Tried, and you said, this is a good one. And yes. I jumped in and with 2 feet, basically, because she had it. They had, I don't know, within a month, they had a 5-day challenge that I just really jumped into. But yeah, I mean, I've grown
exponentially,
probably close to 10X in some ways.
Yes.
I still got growing to do, but 10X.
Awesome. So all we did is Ruth and I decided to come alongside this influencer. And the first step, if you want, and here was the homework assignment, was to choose 5 influencers that would be on your radar. And for example, and I'll just kind of share mine. My first one, of course, would be John Maxwell. I'm a certified John Maxwell speaker, trainer, teacher. And John Maxwell was actually my pastor when I was 13 years old in Lancaster, Ohio, of all things. Wow. He was the pastor there. I had no clue that John Maxwell was going to be the John Maxwell that we know today. And of course, he probably didn't know that either, because, you know, his whole goal was to pastor a church. And so anyway, he is probably one of the most prolific leaders that I know personally. And he is now, I think everything's in Florida. Maybe me buying a condo is not really by happenstance either, because he's in the Orlando area, John Maxwell is. Anyway, I remember then my second person that I chose was Carrie Oberbrunner. And again, it was kind of by happenstance there, because Debbie and I, and this is a cute little story, I was doing nails at the time, and I finally decided I was taking Fridays off, because Fridays were so crazy busy in the salon. And I thought, you know what, if I decide to stay out of the salon on a Friday, it'll help the traffic pattern, because I was doing, you know, 100 women a week, and so was everyone else. And so we had we were using a lot of water, because again, a lot of those ladies wanted to get their hair done every Friday for the weekend, for church and all that. So I thought, you know what, that's the day I'm going to take off, and I'll just get my clients out of that mix. And so all of a sudden, one day I thought, I've got Friday free. What am I going to do with myself? Because I was so used to being busy. And I saw on Facebook, and Debbie will appreciate this, I saw on Facebook that there was some sort of an ad that said how to turn likes into raving fans.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, what is this? And I thought, you know what? It may not be anything at all, but it's something to do on a Friday morning to keep myself busy, because I hadn't made the segue into not being so crazy busy. And so I drove to this event. I went in. I didn't know anybody. I drove in. I went along the side wall. I found a place to sit. I had my little note tablet and my ink pen, and I was ready to try to learn something that day. And I turned around, and there was Debbie. And I'm like, I know you. And she's like, I know you. And so we were there on that Friday morning, and Carrie came out, Carrie Oberbrunner. And of course, you know, I think other than Sally, Ruth, I know you know Carrie, and Debbie knows Carrie. And so anyhow, he comes out, and at first I'm thinking, you know, what is this all about? You know, because I didn't know anything about Carrie, had never met him before. Mm-hmm. And he normally didn't do this, but that particular day, he said, I want to welcome everybody to the Igniting Souls Fellowship. Igniting Souls, the word souls and the word fellowship reminded me of church.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, am I in the wrong room? This is before I saw Debbie. I'm thinking, am I in the wrong room? Is this like a church group? And I'm supposed to be in this How to Turn Likes into Raving Fans business course. And I'm thinking, what? And then Carrie says, I want to open with prayer. And I'm like, oh, holy moly, I am in the wrong. Now, I hadn't said anything out loud. I'm just thinking in my head, I am in the wrong room. How do I gracefully get out of this room? Because I mean, I had the coat on the chair and my tablet out, and my, like, I was really supposed to be there. And I didn't know her at the time, but it was Renee Vidor. And she turned around and put her hand on top of my hand. And she said, you're not in the wrong room. Now, I had not said that out loud.
Your and face must have been speaking volumes.
I was like, wow.
That was a God thing.
And she says, you're not in the wrong room. And I'm like, holy moly. And then I was really ready to run because I thought, how did she even know I thought that just now? So anyway, and then that's when I turned around and saw Debbie. And then I was like, okay, at least I know somebody else in the room. Well, everything Carrie talked about that day resonated so much with me. And it wasn't anything that I learned new. It just was an affirmation of how to think and how to treat clients. And because I have to admit, and I probably, I'm going to say this out loud for the first time, I probably over the years of being in the salon had become a little cynical.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I was with the territory.
Because I tell you what, there was such pettiness, and some of the stylists would hold a grudge, and years later I would say, how come you don't like her? Oh, I don't remember. I just remember I don't. Really? And so I had become a little cynical over time, like, okay, Kathy, you're just going to do the best you can do and create a nice environment for all of your customers and all of your staff, but you just can't really connect. Because I just didn't think like some of those gals would think. They would be, you know, they would be hurtful and they would be stabbing each other in the back, so to speak. And I didn't want to be that person. And so I caught myself not being happy inside my own business. And I'm thinking, there's got to be a different way to feel about people. And I was just, I could tell I was just becoming more and more cynical. So when I heard Carrie, everything he said resonated with me. And I thought, this is the way I want to run my business. I want to serve and be there. And so anyway, Carrie became, you know, the second person on my influencer list that I wanted to support. And to this day, I still support the John Maxwell team and I support Carrie. So then as things unfolded, I really liked StoryBrand, Don Miller. And so I thought, well, I read a lot of his books. And so I decided that Don Miller was going to be one of mine. And then, of course, going to some of these conferences, as we all have done from time to time, not to confuse matters any, there is now Dan Miller. And by the way, those of you that have met Dan Miller at Carrie's conference, he lives in Osprey, right below Sarasota. So yeah, there's something about Florida here going on. And so then, when I decided that I wanted to get involved in Clubhouse, everybody's like, oh, you got to come on the Clubhouse. You got to come on the Clubhouse. And I'm thinking, what the heck is Clubhouse? And that was when I met Wendy. And that is who Ruth and I are talking about today. And it's Wendy Bloom Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. And she is all about speakers. Well, see, I'm like, nope, I'm not going to be a speaker. I don't want to be a speaker. I don't want to be on stage. I don't want anything to do with speaking. I want all passive income. I'm just going to write my courses and sell my courses. And I might do some masterminds, but nope. Not going to be doing any of that keynote stuff. Didn't want to have any part of being a speaker at all. So then those were my five. So with the homework assignment, it was John Maxwell, Carrie Oberbrunner, Don Miller, Dan Miller, and Wendy. So now as I start coming alongside their message and their audience, now you wait and see which, you know, the cream rises to the top. So now you wait and see which audience starts to resonate more mm-hmm. with your audience. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm, as you girls know, I'm all about the newbie. I'm all about somebody that wants to launch a blog or purchase their first piece of real estate or create their business. So I'm all about the newbie and how to get people started, to get them going. And what I discovered was the more I got involved in each of these organizations, Wendy's group had more newbies. Even though she was all about speakers, she had more newbies than any of the other groups. And so when I would share what it was that I'm up to, I'm getting more and more connections out of her group than any other group that I'm involved in. When I started that meetup that you gals were on this morning, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect, that's a John Maxwell book. And there are so many folks over in the John Maxwell team that have gotten certified, but they've never done a mastermind. And they're like, how do we even do one? So I gave that away for free. Not one of the John Maxwell people have jumped into that. And it's on a John, it's based on a John Maxwell book. It's how to create a mastermind, it's how to do one, it's how to price it. Not one of his members have jumped on that, even though that is where that all began, was with John Maxwell using his book. And he actually teaches how to do a mastermind with that book. So I'm like, okay, here's a place to practice, all you John Maxwell newbies. Nope, it just didn't resonate. So with that said, I think you have to kind of see where you're being led and where things are unfolding naturally for you and where things are, even though you feel, and Ruth can maybe speak to this being an introvert, but sometimes you're led to go somewhere that makes you a little uncomfortable, but you're excited to try it because you know it's the right thing. You don't know how you know, you just know it's the right thing to do, even though it's outside your comfort zone, like Ruth being a speaker on stage at this event. She knows it's the right thing to do because it's bringing her in more into her voice. Whereas sometimes you get invited to do something and nothing about it resonates. You don't feel like it's where you're supposed to be. You don't feel like it's your calling. Just nothing about it resonates. So pay attention to those intuitions, because oftentimes that's exactly where you're supposed to go and make you stretch a little bit. So with that, the more I come alongside Wendy, the more and more my business is taking off, because I've and Ruth, you'll recognize these names. I've had conversation with Lawrence. I'm helping him launch a program in his photography, so that he can turn some of that into passive income so he can work more on what he wants to do along with his photography. I've been working with Linda on how to create an actual tribe and get a clear vision of who her tribe is so that she can start attracting the right people that wants to buy her product on, you know, you're worth more than you think. And so, I've been working with Anthony. And so you know a lot of these people, and the reason I have them that I'm doing these coaching calls is because of Wendy, because she has put together the platform. And so a lot of her folks are also now my folks, who are also going to be Ruth's folks, you know, because that's how it works. So with that in mind, I want you to just take a minute. And if you've got a paper and pen handy, we're going to just do our homework assignment right now. I want you to think of at least three people that you want to come alongside and help serve. And the only question you're going to ask yourself is, how can I bring value to them? You're not in there saying, how can they bring value to me? You're not saying, I'm going to show up so that hopefully I get their overflow. Your only question is, how can I bring value to them? And you'll notice this morning, Ruth, when Wendy asked me to reset the room, I didn't mention me or my products at all. It was all about what Wendy had going on and this event that's coming that Ruth's going to speak at the event. And it was all about what Wendy had going on. See, because I was there to serve Wendy, not to say, and oh, by the way, I have a meetup on Monday mornings on Clubhouse if y'all'd like to come over, because it wasn't about me. It was all about Wendy. I'm there to serve Wendy. And so who in your sphere that is already an influencer, who is it that you can come alongside and serve that you don't know for sure yet, but might have the same audience that you're looking for? And again, don't be afraid to follow your intuition. Maybe it's someone in your sphere that you're thinking, I just love everything they're doing. It's like Carrie. I certainly wasn't an author. I certainly wasn't ready to author a book, but everything he said resonated with me. The thinking behind his serving resonated with me. And Debbie and I, we bought several of his courses. We got together every Friday and we went through it. We went through it like it was a college course. Yeah. Chapter by chapter, we read the book. We did the, you know, we did the homework assignment. We did the workbooks and we just did every step because we wanted to move the needle in our lives. And so we just showed up. We just kept showing up. And then we would go to lunch after his event and we would try to encourage the newbies that were coming on board. You know, if we'd see somebody new in the room, we'd go out of our way to invite them to lunch afterwards, you know, to make them feel, you know, like they were a part. We didn't want them to just show up and then leave and think, well, those people were okay. But so we had them come to lunch. Debbie, how many times did we have a whole table at lunchtime?
Just about every month.
Yeah. And just asking them, you know, hey, what brought you here? And when, what, you know, what is it that you're working on and how can we support you? And again, it was not only supporting Carrie, but it was supporting Carrie's audience.
Right.
And so it's not only supporting Wendy, it's supporting Wendy's audience. I'm not charging anything for the connection calls that I'm doing with Wendy's folks because they're all on that 30-minute connect call with me and I'm not charging them anything. I'm just there. And many times I've gone way over the 30 minutes because we've just gotten into such great conversation. And again, my whole focus is on serving them, not on like, well, I got to go by 30, your 30 minutes is up. So unless you buy a session, I can't talk to you anymore. I just am just serving. And so I know that at the end of the day, it's gonna pay huge rewards. And I don't even worry about the money. The money takes care of itself. If you do your passion, the money will take care of itself. So my five: John Maxwell, Carrie Oberbrunner, Don Miller, which is the story brand guy, Dan Miller. And what is the latest Dan Miller book? I don't have it in front of me. And then Wendy. So Ruth, how about you? Who comes to mind for you?
Well, I'm probably going to go a different direction than what you're asking me.
Okay.
But I kind of want to give a heads up, you know, just a summary type thing of some of my influencers through the years and my story, because it relates to yours in a lot of ways. But I do want to preface this that, and Carrie actually said this one time, to focus on one person until that person no longer is the person that really is influencing you, and then it's okay, you know. Mm-hmm. And a couple of the people that have been in my past that have really taught me a lot, I'm not focusing on them anymore as much as moving on to somebody else. And I want to say that's okay. I want to give everybody permission to say that. early in my personal growth journey, which was about 25 years ago, John Maxwell was very big in me. No, I'm not certified. I've never gone through certification. But some of his early books, or maybe not his early ones, as much as the leadership one, is it 10? And then there's another one on team. And there's different ones of those, that early set, that were just so good. In fact, one thing, quote that comes to my mind is, how do you know if somebody's a leader? You put them in a volunteer organization and see if they can lead without the position. And coming from HR, that is huge for me. But that is how I found Carrie, because I was doing a search on Amazon for a book to read, and I put in John Maxwell because he was one of my mentors through books. And Carrie, because he's connected with John Maxwell, his book, The Deeper Path, showed up. And I read that book, and it just spoke volumes to me. And so, yes, I got very involved in Carrie's organization for probably 7 or 8 years. And he helped me a lot on my personal growth and professional growth. Another influencer that was real involved during those early years of helping me get my mindset and my emotional mindset straight was a Christian psychologist of Henry Cloud and John Townsend. And I actually I read their books. Boundaries was the first one that really hit the market and was astounding. But then I also got CDs from them, and that dates me as far as when it was. I got 4 CDs a month and would just devour those CDs, changing my mindset. And I'm not doing very much with Townsend and Cloud right now. They've actually split up and they're not doing things together, but it's okay. They still got great stuff, but it's not speaking to me anymore. And I've kind of backed off of Carrie's organization to some degree. I'm still involved and interact with, there's some great people in that organization and that tribe. But I'm not doing as much with that. I'm not doing as much with John Maxwell. And so for me now, yes, Wendy and the people that I've met through that tribe, not just Wendy, are really speaking into me, and they're stretching me in ways that I have never been stretched. And one of the things, and you guys will either agree with this or you'll disagree with it, and it's fine either way, but they are telling me stuff about myself that I never heard. It's that I have such a calming voice.
You do.
And nobody in my family tells me that. They think I'm the fingernail on the chalkboard sometimes. But I do think that a lot of that is more recent, because I spent a lot of the last year learning about myself and really growing spiritually. So I think it may be God's spirit flowing through me that's coming out. And so I'm realizing, and I never really focused on that. I was an introvert. But taking those two pieces and having that be part of my sweet spot is that I can be a calming, gentle motivator for people to make lasting transformational change in their life. And as far as other influences, Kathy, I don't want to add to my list right now. It's big enough.
I get it. But see, if you list your influencers, it would be similar to mine. It would be John Maxwell. It would be Carrie.
Right.
And it would be those folks, because what I said early on is that once you have who the influencers are, then the cream rises to the top. And what happens there is a particular influencer will rise that you're connecting more with at that moment. Right. And mine happens to be Wendy's tribe at the moment as well. And so she's created a nice atmosphere for us to do that. But now I've realized that, again, the John Maxwell team has kind of floated away a little bit, and Carrie's has floated away a little bit, but I don't want to lose my connection there. So it's up to me to go back and kind of, you know, water that a little bit, some of those other connections. And I want to get more involved with Dan Miller. And then my most recent one, in that I didn't even have on my list originally, was I now have been in contact with Oprah. And so now I'm in an Oprah mastermind. And Debbie, I don't know if you remember this, but way back in Carrie's room, he, at one of his conferences, he had us write down our boon on something that we thought would never happen. But, you know, if we really stretched our, like, you know, I'm going to go to the moon someday, you know, and I said, I'm going to have a private conversation or a one-on-one conversation with Oprah. And I thought, it's never going to happen. Maybe someday when I become rich and famous. Right. And so I, again, because that was my boon and I put it out there, anytime I had an opportunity to position myself where it's more likely to happen, I saw she had a membership site. And so I decided to join it. And next thing I know, I got an email and she said, I want you to come on my mastermind call. And I'm like, what? And then when I was on the mastermind call, she was like, Kathy Benner, where's Kathy Benner? And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's calling me out.
There's your one-on-one.
What now?
There's your one-on-one conversation.
It was, and it was a call like this, and it was, and what it was is it wasn't on Zoom. I don't know what her platform was, but she could bring, and I'm sure she's got a whole crew in the background operating her
right.
platform. But what it did is it brought just her and me up together, and everybody else was in the background. Now, she talked to some other folks in addition to me, but I had a one-on-one conversation with Oprah, which is what my boon was. So I was pretty pleased with that. And so then she did say, you need to come back every month. Well, okay, that's great. But her mastermind call is right on top of one of my mastermind calls. And so now I have to see, and I've decided not to decide. And I'm going to see how, because you know what? When we are doing the right things for the right reasons, the path opens up. When we're doing the right things for the right reasons, our path will appear. And so my mastermind calls at 6:30, hers is at 7. Well, I go 6:30 to 7:30. So I miss the first half hour of hers. Well, she chooses the folks to come up front on stage with her at the beginning of her call. Mm-hmm. So I will always forever miss the first half hour of her mastermind, which means I'll probably never get invited up on stage because I'll be entering the room halfway through the mastermind. My next speaker that I'm interviewing on mine said, is there any way we can start at 6? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. Because now that puts me, I hit commitment and I was going to have the integrity of keeping my, I wasn't going to go, hey, Oprah trumps you. Sorry. I'm going to go talk to Oprah instead of you. And so I did the right things for the right reasons and kept, because again, The Sebastian that showed up this morning in Wendy's room, the one thing he said this morning really kind of hit me between the eyes. He said, if you don't show up, who is going to miss out? Yeah. Someone somewhere in your tribe is really going to miss out if you don't show up. And so I thought, I don't know who counts on me to be there at 6:30 when I do that particular mastermind call, but I don't want to not show up and have somebody really miss out because I think Oprah is more important, you know? And I'm not saying that I think Oprah is more important. I'm just saying that's why I don't think that way, because it is important that I show up and fulfill my commitments. But it looks as if, and I don't know if we'll be able to do it this very next call, but it looks as if I'll be able to move that entire event up to 6 o'clock in the future. And then I'll be able to participate in both, because the universe has a way of clearing that path for us when we do the right thing for the right reasons. So anyway, so I'll say that. So Ruth, I think you do have quite a few influencers there, and I do understand why, you know, you again, being an introvert, you have to limit just how much activity you're doing in a week's time. So I get that.
I want to say one more if we have time. Or
sure, go ahead.
But because I feel like this is important. And that is because I'm an introvert, even being on lots of clubhouse rooms is I have to take a break. You know, mm-hmm. I have to say, okay, I can't have anything coming into my head right now. I need space. Mm-hmm. But there's another room that has really, really took me out of my comfort zone. And that's Julie Langley's room.
Yes.
She has one at 7 o'clock on Tuesday nights. And she's a professional singer, but she talks about how to use your voice as a singer, but also as a speaker. So if you're wanting to speak, you know, I would encourage you to go to that room. And I went there the first time thinking that, you know, in fact, I told her, I said, I'm not a singer. I'm a speaker. I'm here to learn how to, you know, use my tone and my breath and all that type stuff better as a speaker. I'm not a singer. Well, I was in that room for about 6 weeks.
And she had you singing, I've heard.
Yes, she does open mic. Well, she actually does open mic 2 out of the 4 times. And one is for readings. And you can read a poem. You can read anything that you want during that. But it helps you learn how to speak. Mm-hmm. But then the other one is singing. And I thought, I'm going to try this. Because she has that encouraging spirit about her. And like when she'd hear me speak, she says, Ruth, are you sure you can't sing? You know. And so the first time I just sang a chorus of Climb Every Mountain. That's all I did. Okay. I knew that was all I had the baby step to do. And so every mic, open mic since then, I've done something, you know. And yeah, I don't want to be a professional singer. That's not me. But just to take those baby steps, to step out and do something mm-hmm. different. We've been in a 5-day challenge this last week as far as Instagram. I know I'm still not a professional, but guess what my biggest win is? I've decided I can do lives.
Yep.
And they're okay.
Yep. I love it. There was a time I couldn't do this. There was a time I couldn't do a Zoom call like this. There was a time that I would have knots in my stomach and I would be just panicked that I had to get on a Zoom call. And now I don't, now I'm kind of like, oh, I got 2 minutes. I better turn the camera on.
Yeah. You get where you take the baby. And I do think as introverts, we have to do the baby steps rather than the big steps.
Yeah.
And so that's okay. Just determine what baby step you're going to do today.
I
you spell her last name.
Which you one?
Judy Langley?
Julie Langley.
Julia, I guess it is.
Yeah, it maybe is Julia. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you spell her last name?
L-A-N-G-L-Y Langley.
It's L-E-Y, I'm pretty L-E-Y. Sure.
Okay. But anyway, she's on Tuesday nights at 7. And again, I do an actual mastermind call from 6 to 7. So I could probably jump over after my mastermind call sometime. I should do that.
She's very inclusive. You know, you go in her room and she'll ask you to come up on stage. That's what she did with me. And I was very new to Clubhouse. And I thought, I'm going on stage already. But you can stay in the listening lounge and listen too, if that's your comfort zone. But yeah, she does tips on breathing and how to use your voice. And she's real strong because she's a professional singer that she will not use her voice unless she's got it warmed up. I just start talking. So, okay.
I love it. All right. Who else can tell me who are your influencers?
Oh, you are. And I see you have a trip like on your website that you talked about website, a trip. Yeah.
I have on there that it's coming soon. Yeah.
Coming soon. So we really have to get together and talk about that.
Yep.
And I really want to make a better, bigger effort to get on Wendy's Clubhouse mm-hmm. on Mondays. usually I have other things going at 8 o'clock, but not on Monday. So
okay,
I want to do that. I have joined a couple of Facebook groups about accessible travel. And there's a lot of good ideas that come out of that. And one, I forget, his name is Corey, but he blogs. He's a blogger about accessible travel.
Okay.
And I've linked him up with somebody that was looking for advice. So, but, and there's a lot of ideas that come out of that that I need to write down. Okay, this is a link that would be good to use, and probably I can include it in my blogs, you know, because they're not exclusive to anybody. They're just...
Now, here's what I want to jump in and say this, Sally. When you're choosing your influencers, I want you to think as you're talking through this, how you can come alongside and serve them, but right. Serve them in a way that they notice you.
Right. I do.
Okay. Okay.
I do. Because there's questions, you know, people say, well, how do I do that? And I can say, well, here's a resource.
Okay.
You can use without saying, oh, I'm a travel agent, you know.
Right, right.
So I never do that. I never put myself out there as a travel agent.
Right, right. I get it. Because again, you're serving their tribe. So yes.
Right. Yes.
And then people might instant message you in the back of the house. And I've had that happen a couple of times. And even then I will, in case it's somebody that's on the management team of that site, I will even then say, you know, I'm not here to spam or to market myself, but since you did message me, I will answer your question. So I kind of even put out there that, you know, hey,
good I'm idea. Not trying to,
yeah.
And I also would like to, I think I'm already a member of the writers group, Facebook group.
Okay.
Yours.
Yep.
But I have
a writer's guild.
I haven't done any of the meetings.
Okay.
Oh, yes. So I need to do that. So I've got plans, but right now, cause I'm running out of power. So I'm going to have to leave.
Oh, okay. you've got a lot on your plate this weekend, Sally.
just a little bit. Yes.
Just a tiny bit. Ruth, I don't
see
know
you if and Debbie.
Sally's getting married Sunday.
I kind of picked up on that, but wasn't sure enough to say anything. So congratulations. Yep.
Thank you.
You look tired.
I am. We've had our interior painted last week and into the weekend, and our rugs cleaned, you know, Wednesday. It's been a lot of stressful. The cats are freaking out. They don't
know what's going on.
I may have to look for a cat psychologist. And we have people coming in, and I decided it'd be a great idea to invite people over for brunch Sunday morning, you know. Well, the wedding's not till 5, but no.
And your kids are in town.
They're coming over. And Ed's brother and his wife. But, you know, I bring the breakfast casserole tomorrow and put it in the oven. It's not really a big deal. I got plastic plates, so that's off topic, and this is being recorded. So
it's you know what, it's all our lives, it's what we do. It's how we all keep all the plates spinning. I get it.
Yeah.
And so when do we get a pic to see the interior with your new colors?
I can send it to you. I haven't posted on Facebook because the family hasn't seen it.
Okay. Yet.
Don't blame you. Yeah. I'll wait till Facebook then.
Okay, well, I can send you pictures.
Oh, good.
I'm
so excited for Sunday.
Yeah,
just to let you know.
Yes, I love it. Love it.
I can't believe it's coming up. Like tomorrow's the rehearsal and decorating, and so.
But there's one thing.
What?
It's supposed to snow tomorrow, but not Sunday.
I thought it was supposed to. Oh, you're right. The frozen mix tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We have to go to Amanda to pick up our cake tomorrow morning.
Ooh. Oh, well.
Yep. It'll be fine.
Yes.
Wow. All right, Debbie.
Okay.
Sally's going to run. So, Sally,
we love Sally.
You. Thank you for being here. And, Debbie, how about you?
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, I've been really, really, this time I've put names to what you've asked.
Okay.
I didn't do that before. I guess because I wasn't sure. But sitting here thinking about it, the first person I put on there was my mom.
Okay.
She was my biggest influencer. Mm. All my life, even to the end. And because she always told me I could do anything, always. Except she did tell me that when I was chopping wood, I would pay for it later in my life. And she was right.
And yet again, mom was right.
That's right. And then I actually met John Maxwell in person many years ago when he came to that church out there
in Lancaster?
Circleville.
Oh, Circleville. Okay.
Yes. He came to the monastery there. And so I heard him speak and I already knew something about him, but you know, I really had already known I liked his stuff, but seeing him in person confirmed it. And I bought several of his books while I was, you know, at this talk. And then I guess the next person is Carrie. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, they come in, like you said, they fill your time and then you move on to the next person. So Carrie was that one and he still is, even though I've kind of, you know, I haven't done much. And then there's a lady that's part of Melaleuca. Her name is Paulette McGaw. And once a month, she does great webinars, like a book club. Okay. And I love it. I mean, she's always got great things, you know, and I've read something about rhinos, and I can't remember now, but recently she just redid a book, and it's called Mindset. So what it's, and this book is like mindset, right?
Okay.
So now what I've done is I have fallen in love with her books. They're down to earth. They're on our level, and you don't have to have a PhD to understand them, right?
Right.
And then Pam Edwards. She's a member of my church, and I've been going to the Bible studies that she does for like 3 years now. And she talks about legacy and everything we do that's legacy or Bible involved with the legacy. And she just speaks volumes to me. And I've been doing now, I'm on, Monday, it'll be 2 weeks. And I said this morning, this Revive 21-day devotional, it has just built my knowledge of God. And I've been looking for it for a long, long time. And where I go to church now, it's really filled me up. But it fills me up each week in a different way, if you kind of understand that. And this 21-day devotion has each day answered a question and has helped me understand a little more something that I either didn't know about or I didn't understand before. So, and I feel like these people have all been in succession with me or in my life to show the path that I need to go on and keep going on. And this book that I'm writing is helping me understand where I came from, what I went through, and where I'm going. But it's assisting in leaving a legacy, which is my theme for my grandkids. I mean, if I don't share it with them, in 20 years, they're going to look at the genealogy and say, gee, what did grandma do? You know? And so I'm really excited about this. And I was going to tell Ruth that these two people, Wendy and Julia, I honestly believe they came into her life to lead her to where she's going with this in Florida. I mean, how awesome can this be?
It's very awesome. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I started listening to Wendy, but I was like Sally, I fell off. Mm-hmm. But now I'm hearing, and honestly, I didn't know if she was on just Mondays or if it was every day. And you've answered that question for me.
Yeah, and she's doing a lot of different things, but her clubhouse is Monday through Friday.
Okay, at the same clock.
Yeah, 8 a.m. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I'd like to see you do, Debbie. With you've mentioned your influencers, but now how can you serve them? Their books are serving you and influencing you. So they're influencers in your life. But now how can you serve them to where they recognize you? Do either of those authors have a tribe somewhere? Like, do they have a Facebook group? Do they have an Instagram page? Do they have some way that now you can lift them up because they're serving you? They're an influencer in your life. So now how can you serve them? Can you go on to, let's say, one of their Instagram pages and say, you know, I struggle with this question, but after reading, you know, her chapter in this book, you know, I found my answer. And
that's interesting.
Kind of like a little testimonial, kind of like a little, you know, back in on their Facebook page or on their Facebook group or on their Instagram page. Is there a way that you can serve them? And by you serving them,
yeah,
they're going to go, who is this Debbie Marks that keeps making these wonderful comments about my book?
Oh.
So now all of a sudden they're going to start highlighting you.
Yeah.
Because, and that's what happened. Ruth and I just came alongside Wendy and we were just serving her tribe. How could we add value? And now Wendy is highlighting us. Ruth is a speaker. Mm-hmm. Today, Wendy asked me to reset her clubhouse room for her. She's asked me several times to be the moderator when she's had to be gone.
When you say reset, what do you mean?
On a clubhouse room, you're constantly getting people coming and going in the audience. Every maybe 15 minutes you need to reset the room. Well, you only ask somebody to reset your room for you if you know they're going to say nice things about you. If they're in there to promote their own stuff, you probably don't want them coming into your room taking all of your audience over to their room. See, the whole point of resetting the room is to bring more people into Wendy's room. So Wendy asked me to reset her room today. And she's never asked me to do that before. But in the past, she has had me moderate her room 2 or 3 days in a row when she had to be gone. She asked me if I would moderate her room and actually steer the moderation of her room. And Ruth was out on vacation and Wendy had to step away. And so she's like, Kathy, can you take over? And I'm like, okay. And so I had the room by myself, you know. Yes, Ruth. Well,
I do want to say too that, you know, coming alongside supporting them is a big piece of that, but it does help if you buy their programs.
Oh, absolutely. Because of course, that's the whole point, is that they're trying to, you know, they're trying to sell their programs as well. And you bought their program. I bought one of Wendy's programs. And so, yeah, of course. And if you remember, and Debbie and Ruth, you both know Carrie. Carrie taught that. He said, pay to play. He said, don't show up and just take all the free stuff and run. He said, if you're going to be in somebody's tribe, then pay to play, pay your way, and be a part of the tribe.
And I do know that with Wendy, if I wouldn't have bought into her program, that I wouldn't be the integral part that I am on that clubhouse. I do know that.
Well, I don't know, because she highlights an awful lot of people, and I can almost guarantee you all those people have not bought any of her programs.
Well, on a consistent basis, you know. And even the speaking is part of a paid program.
Right.
You know, but I'm learning from her, and I think it's going to be very awesome to, because she's going to be working. She already is. I mean, the other day on our mastermind, we had to just spur the moment. I mean, there's been some prep behind the scenes, but they didn't give us warning. They just said, talk for 10 minutes, give us your speech.
And
it went well. I mean, I have it recorded, you know, and it wasn't perfect. And yes, I got some ideas, constructive, positive criticism type thing. But I was really very happy with it. I honestly was, because it's good. You know, I just flowed.
Yeah.
And one of the things they said, you never raised your voice. But I was leaning in to hear what you were going to say next.
Okay. That's a good thing.
That's neat.
I love it. I love it.
Kathy, I got to say one thing.
Yes.
Okay. What I have, what has finally stuck is every time I read your Facebook page, your post, the way you started, you know, and you always said, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, and you have been starting your posts with different of those different ones, and you lead it into something in particular or very thought provoking. And it's like, that's what she was talking about. Now I get it.
And none of my posts sound salesy, do they?
No.
It doesn't sound like I'm trying to sell you anything.
Nope.
I have had so many people contact me on instant message saying, I want to buy one of your programs just from those posts.
And what a night again is the Writers Guild?
The Writers Guild is, and all of it's on my calendar, but I got to always look at my calendar when I'm talking to make sure I say it correctly. It is...
I probably already missed it for the month.
The Ohio Writers Guild is always the second Tuesday. Now, again, it's at 6:30, but we're thinking, if all the stars align, moving it to 6 so that I can jump on with Oprah at 7. But it's the second Tuesday of every month. And we may not move it in April. It may not be until May that we get to move that. I've already booked the person, and I don't want to mess up their schedule.
No, don't blame me.
But anyway, if you go to the last email that I sent out that announces the weekly stuff where it has the link for the calendar, everything's on the calendar.
Yeah, I know. And I read that email, but it was like over my head about Monday.
Yep. I get it. And I don't move very often either, which is why that's an issue too. I, as a matter of fact, I think this is the first time I moved from a Monday to Friday, you know, because of traveling, because I try not to move things around. I don't like it. Everybody's so busy, and I don't like it when some of these folks, and I'll be honest, we had a gal at our local Canal Winchester Chamber of Commerce, and she would create all of these events. You know, there would be the luncheon, and then there would be, you know, after work happy hour one night a week where it would feature a different business. And then it would be, you know, a meetup of a new business coming in. That would be a ribbon cutting. And I tell you what, everything was a moving target. And I was working in the salon at the time where I had all of my nail clients on a calendar. And then she would say, we're doing this ribbon cutting on this brand new business. And I'm thinking, well, I want to support this brand new business. So I would move my clients off of that night so that I could come to. And then like the night before, she would say, oh, the ribbon cutting's been moved. We're going to do it next Tuesday instead. Because she had something come up. Not that the ribbon cutting place had something. It was because she had a better offer. And after a while, I just finally, I mean, I kept chasing those events. And finally, I just said, I just can't participate in our local chamber. I just can't. Because I couldn't then turn my customers back around again.
No.
And move them two and three and four times. So anyway, I try to not move a lot because of that. Because that's hard for everybody to keep up with. So yes, Ruth.
Well, I was going to say, you know, and it depends on your tribe too, to some degree, but I think you could, you know, just send an email to your person and just say, I'm fine with sticking with 6:30 for our commitment, but wondered if 6 would work for you. And if you say it in the right tone, I think that, you know, you could check that out. And I also wanted to say, Debbie, you encouraged me to add a few more people to my list. In listening to you tell yours. And so, yes, Steve and Wendy Backlund have been big influences in my life lately over the last couple of years. And I don't know for sure how I can, you know, necessarily come around them. I'll have to see how that goes. But there's probably ways. And then Beth McCord, she does a Enneagram from the Christian perspective that I'm on her membership site. And so I'm involved in that. And then Brené Brown, I've been listening to her podcasts and her books, and she's awesome. So you encouraged me to think that through.
Yeah. And the question is to ask yourself, how can I add value back to those folks? How can I add value to their tribe? And so my guess is, especially you mentioned the one had a membership site. I bet there's a Facebook group or something, maybe.
Well, they're on Circle.
Okay. And so it could be that you could add value there, that you could just put it on your calendar, that maybe once a week that you'll post something to add value to that tribe.
And I really was early on. I've kind of got away from it a little bit lately. But I could jump back in there. Yeah.
Now, which group was that in Circle? The Igniting Souls?
No.
Well, Igniting Souls is on Circle as well.
Right. Yeah. This is a Enneagram site. And really, this is off subject a little bit, but that's when I got where I wasn't doing it, because now my Circle app tries to flip-flop between the two. And it's not as cut and dried. When I just had one on Circle, it was a lot easier.
Oh, I only have Igniting Souls, so I haven't run into that yet.
Mm-hmm. Have you? Yeah.
Igniting Souls was my second.
I get it. So it's not as clear which group you're in. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it tries to flip flop between the two on which one is on my app. It seems like. And so I feel like it's not as easy to get in there.
Now, are both, and I know the one with Carrie, he made it so that it was free for us to get in.
Right.
Are you paying to get in the other one?
Well, it's part of the membership site.
Okay. So you might, just a thought, try to enter Carrie's with a different email address.
I think my app would still, I need to play with it again, but I think the app, it's sort of confusing. Like if I'm on the computer where it's not the app, I think it's a little easier. But I do need to get back in there and do some stuff. I was doing a lot early on, and then I kind of, well, I don't know. I would say life got a little busier, but I don't know if that's what it is or not.
Do you think?
Well, now, and again, now here's just a suggestion. I like to put it on my calendar. And so I just put it at the top of my calendar that I'm going to comment on these three groups or on these two. And right. I just kind of have it kind of planned out on my calendar. And then that way I keep everything moving and I keep everything posting and I keep it going in the right direction.
Go ahead, Ruth.
Go ahead, because I'm going to completely change subjects.
Well, what I wanted to mention is that I have Firefox, but I also have Microsoft Edge, okay? And what I'm finding is I can't do Circle and a lot of things now on Firefox. And I have to go over to Edge. And I can do them there. They're separated and I'm able to, you know, get through it. But, you know, but that's on my computer. I mean, I don't know where your issue is on your phone. That's kind of, you know, different.
Right.
And I don't know what system you're using on your phone.
It's a download of Circle.
Oh, now, okay. When you say a download, is it an actual app that you got from the yes. App Store? Okay. Yes. Now, yes. here's what you might try. Go on your phone and just Google Circle and sign in as if it were on your desktop. And then in the upper corner, once you sign on, where the three little dots are, there should be a button up there that you can actually add that icon to the icons on your phone. So now you've got one is the Circle app and one is the Circle website.
Yes.
And that might separate them for you.
Oh, it's a good idea.
I have to think on that. So, yeah.
Because I'm using the Circle website on my phone. I just click the three little dots and said, save it onto my home screen. I didn't know there was a Circle app.
Well, I think there is. That was so long ago. I honestly don't remember too much has gone through the brain since then.
Yeah. I'm just using the
through Circle the what?
The brain.
All right. What do you want to change the subject to, Ruth?
Well, you may want to stop the recording if we're done. But I was just going to give you a heads up on what's going on with my daughter.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll sign off on the recording only, so hang in there. Okay. This is the end of Build a Better Business, and we will chat again next time.